EO's report, agenda item 28. Mr. Briggs.
Yeah, I'll ask if there are any questions on the water quality certification table, and if not, point out that on...
I do have one question.
Okay.
Morro Bay Marina parking lot renovation. I just note that the description includes, the description of the project includes a statement that severe undercutting has occurred, contributing to the erosion of estimated 19 cubic yards of fill. Erosion has occurred into the bay, or just the parking lot, a section of the parking lot is just falling away. It wasn't clear to me if there was some kind of issue there. I guess no staff is here. Well, Harvey.
Yeah, I don't...
Do we have more information on that?
I don't have more information. My assumption would be that it's gone into the bay. But do you have anything on that, Harvey?
That's what I was assuming, but I don't know.
We don't know. And so would something like this measure on any kind of discharge violation of any kind? I mean, the Back Bay is pretty severely impacted with all kinds of problems, so...
I don't know how the erosion occurred.
Well, it's talking about undercutting, so it's possible it's actually from the estuary lapping up underneath the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's talking about undercutting, but that could be from runoff as well.
So in the permit that gets issued for this work, would you look at what kind of measures would be taken so that the new design would protect for erosion if the parking lot sits that close to the edge of the bay, which I know it does. Yeah.
Right, and it does say it's still under staff review, so apparently that's still in progress.
Okay, well, maybe we could add that question to make sure we understand what the new parking lot looks like.
Okay.
Thank you. And then the second one, the Lichen Oaks Ranch Pond Restoration. To restore deep water bathymetry within the pond, does that mean that they're going to be scouring out the pond? Or?
It does sound like dredging.
Yeah, it does sound like dredging. So this is also under staff review, so let's add that to the question for staff to get more details on. If we approve a project that includes dredging, do we have something to say about where the soil goes? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, dredge spoils.
Okay. That would be something I'd like to see.
Okay, I made a note about those.
Thank you.
And then on page 4 of the report, Karen Worcester of our staff, who manages our Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program, has provided an update and talks quite a bit here about a upgrade of our website, and that she's been providing WebEx presentations on a statewide basis and has garnered a lot of interest. And Dr. Hunter, I know you brought that up when Walt Pettit was at the podium, and the fact that the state board, we've been working with Val Connor, who's the statewide monitoring coordinator, and she's the one who has been coordinating that infusion, which we hope will happen. So that's good news, and it I think it speaks to the quality of the work that our staff has been doing. Page 5, under board outreach, Mr. Hodgen mentioned the talk down in Lompoc. And also, David Hodgen and I attended or met with Santa Clara Valley Water District board members, three of the board members, and several of the staff. So it was a pretty good showing. And shared views. And they're a very large district, and one of the things that Dave did was compare to the size of the water district of which you're a board member, which is quite different. So their ability to do lots of different things on a watershed scale was pretty apparent from the number of items that they went through. And then after the meeting that we had with at a board level, I was up there with a couple of our other staff, Taya Tryon and Dean Thomas, and we talked separately with their staff on mostly on the nitrate issues in the Yaugas Basin, which is the southern part of their district. And they're doing a lot of work in that regard, too. And you actually, although the scale was more region-wide, but in some of the maps we showed yesterday, some of that data came from the Santa Clara Valley Water District. Let's see. And then Chair Young and I are going to be meeting on next Tuesday night with the Santa Barbara Urban Creeks Council. So that's a continuation of our board outreach efforts. You still have that on your calendar, right?
I do.
Okay. And then Francis and I met with US EPA and State Board staff and talked about the issue of the pharmaceuticals and how to keep pharmaceuticals from being dumped down the drain, so to speak. And we did make a little bit of progress in at least getting some pieces of the puzzle or getting some leads, really. So there are some things that we need to follow up on. I've only had a chance to follow up on basically one aspect of that, so we don't have much new to report at this point. But I did verify that with the local hospice that I saw it in black and white because I asked for a copy of their guidelines and they sent them to me, and it does say that they're not supposed to dump them down the drain. And when we were talking with EPA, they were saying, oh, it's a federal requirement that it be disposed down the drain, and so it seemed to be in conflict. And so that's why I asked for it in black and white, and I got that. But we still need to follow up on some leads with Alexis Strauss at EPA on some of the things that she said.
So at some point you're going to get back to us so
yeah.
that we know as an agency what we should be doing or
right.
what we can do.
Yeah, we just haven't had a chance to do any more than that at this point.
Okay.
Yes?
The other day, I just happened to be at home. There's this program called The Doctors on the in the afternoon.
That's a soap opera?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was got these doctors, and they were talking about pharmaceuticals and on television, on national television. They said, be sure not to dump them into the toilet or the drain. And then they went on, it's going to get a hot effects waterfall.
Yeah.
They also made another statement about tablets, that you should grind them up so they don't know what they are and put them in an unmarked bag and put them in your garbage. They said the liquids from your, if it's a liquid pharmaceutical, they said to mix it with dirt, put it in a bag and put it in your garbage.
Yeah, and Carol put together information for our webpage. We've got a link on the homepage that talks about proper disposal of pharmaceuticals. I forget exactly what the title is. And then it goes to the page that Carol developed. She researched all that and put the page together. And it says exactly that you should, you know, mix it up with some cat litter or something to make it undesirable. And
so, I mean, could we at some point have a drop point here?
That's a horse of a different color. Well, the best bet would be to have a drop point at a pharmacy, which some of them already have. And I guess in Santa Cruz, maybe you remember this, Carol, but it seems to me they tried having one outside the sheriff's station or police station.
San Mateo has several drop boxes. They're old mailboxes.
Yeah, I wanted to add that on a recent trip to Columbus, Ohio, CVS Pharmacy is running ads there on their program to provide drop points. And part of the problem is that if you're going to handle prescriptions, you have to be licensed to do that. So there might be that's something to put on your list to check with the national CVS level to see mm-hmm. where California is.
Yeah, you know, I think they started having a lot
service.
Of. Excuse me, go ahead.
No, I just think it's a community service, and if we show an interest, we might move ourselves up on the list.
I was just thinking that to make it an easy thing for the public to understand and accept, if we just focused on pharmacies who are in a position to handle it and not suggest lots of different other ways to dispose of it, it's much easier for people to comprehend one idea. And there are pharmacies everywhere, and pharmacies in people's minds are connected with the drugs already. So I think we might confuse the issue if we suggested lots of other ways to dispose of it.
Well, thanks for that lead, Dr. Hunter. Check on that.
Well, back on your comment about Santa Clara, I just want to comment that when we got there, they obviously had thought ahead of time and taken our visit very seriously. They were very well prepared. They seemed almost anxious to tell us about all the wonderful things they were doing for water quality.
Dave, did they say when they're going to do that study on the perchlorate?
Yeah, they did.
The perchlorate plume, the northeast?
The forensic work.
Yeah, when are they going to do that?
I don't know.
They said...
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, they said they had to rescope the contract because of the delay.
Oh.
And I said, well, when do you anticipate having it done, having results? And they said June of 2011, I believe.
Huh. Well, it's taken a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's taken so long, they had to start over.
Yeah. So, Harvey, are you able to hook us up?
Yeah.
C-Camp website. This is not... Is there a link on our homepage to this?
There is to the regular C-Camp site. This,
the one
this is just talk about the beta version.
C-Camp.org.
It says a public version of this has now been released and available on C-Camp.org.
Yeah.
I think there's a side link. There's a ambient monitoring program underneath Timber Harvest. I think that's where you just were.
You know, that should probably have in parentheses C-Camp at the end of that.
But it doesn't.
So that's it.
So let's see. Well, scroll down, please, Harvey. Is there anything else there? Try the data browser.
Oh, is this what was being used by staff in their presentation?
We just had, you mean yesterday?
Yeah.
There were screenshots.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Screenshots from this.
Yeah. It wasn't live.
Right.
You can zoom in, Harvey, I think.
Well, I was just, Jeff was talking about looking at the concrete.
Oh.
Coal farm, for example.
Yeah.
And all the data we collected, 90 some samples.
Well, how about this map overlays of the data displays?
Or groundwater?
Yeah, groundwater. That's all right. I was curious.
Oh, clean groundwater.
Okay. I don't think that's a link.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying Karen, but she's not on her phone.
Okay.
Hey, Karen, this is Roger. If you're available in the next few minutes, could you come down to the conference room? Thanks. Bye.
Just curious to see. tower function.
We should each have a monitor in front of us.
Website.
Yeah, the same thing would appear on the monitor.
So.
You're out in the desert there, Harvey.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the 14 laptops.
Interesting.
I haven't been able to mess with it myself yet.
So can we change or add the parentheses at the end of...
Put CCAMP on there?
Yeah.
Sure.
On our homepage.
Right.
Just in parentheses, CCAMP.
Right.
Right there in that green space at the end.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't necessarily identify that as CCAMP.
Right.
We're trying to use English.
Well, then always use English. Don't use CCAMP. Well, I think we're done today. Okay, Mr. Hodgin.
Wow.
205.
Well, that's pretty good.
You're going to